Blog Talk Radio.
I decided to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. Up my eyes, all God's children to stand. Hey, tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness,
for holiness, oh, and for righteousness,
and be counted
among them that shall reign with Him.
Stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of my children to stand, stand, everybody say that you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today, the day in which the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad. I'm so glad in the name of Jesus that he woke me up. I'm so glad. I'm so glad in the name of Jesus that he's blessed me thus far to be able to be before you on today, once again, to be able to read the word of God. In Jesus' name, giving him honor and praise for who he is and all of what he's done. I feel good today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah and glory to God. But once again, first and foremost, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. And I want to acknowledge, praise God, my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement and development here at Monument of Hope and Deliverance in the name of Jesus, and David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We thank God for you, 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 and you. And those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, amen. God bless you. God keep you. God help you and protect you. And we also like to give a shout out to our minister, elder, friend, and confidant, and that's my brother, Brother Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. God bless him, his family, and his baby girl, who I'm sure is getting mighty big on today. But praise God. For me, I'm Elder, once again, David Ambrose Shaw. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We thank you who support us financially with bringing the Word of God Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we have also a noonday prayer. We mostly do that Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, yet we're making an effort to come forth every day, noonday prayer. But every day, noonday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then we have on Monday evening, this evening, amen, following the program here at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then we have, I believe, 4 o'clock Pacific Time. And then we have 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Mountain Time. So praise God. Tune in. Be blessed. And that's when Minister Orlander, Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California, brings forth his message. And then we, too, also ask that you stay abreast to what we have going on here at Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where we also, through Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends, we opportunity, praise God, for individuals that come forth on a Monday in place of Minister Andrew Orlander coming as his guest. So stay abreast and listen to what we have coming. Well, praise God once again. Praise God, praise God. And once again, if I haven't done so, I'll do it again. I honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I can praise God, thank God for her. And I pray in the name of Jesus that God continues to bless her and helps her as her anointing continues to reign and saturate our home and our family. We thank God for her because she does so much, so much, so much. We ask that you continue to keep her up in prayer, keep our home up in prayer, keep me up in prayer, your pastor up in prayer in Jesus' name. And I continue, as always, pray for each and every one of you, especially through this pandemic time. That's what our noonday prayer is for. So God bless you. Jesus keep you. Remember, I love you with the love of God. And without any further ado, praise God, we're going to just acknowledge, praise God, that, you know, there are those people out there that are suffering, and we pray, want to pray for them that are having difficult times coming out of their addictions or problems in the home with arguments with their wives and girlfriends or kids to their parents. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you again on today, Lord God, we want to come stand in agreement one to unto another, praying in Jesus' name, that, Lord God, no hurt, harm, or danger come by thee, thy people. God, we know that you protect us. Lord, that you help and deliver them, heal them, and be with them, Lord God, in the midst of their adversity and circumstances. We pray for the situations that roll up on people that, Father God, they have a difficult time understanding. We pray that you take control, Lord God, as we stand in agreement for deliverance, help, and healing in Jesus' name. Lord, be with us throughout this evening as we read the Word. Help us and those people that don't know our ways, listen to the Word, let them hear and understand. And that if they hear, must they be saved? We're here for them to do as such. We give you praise, honor, glory, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I ask that everyone stay abreast to the hearing of the word as we come forth this evening. Now, we're coming out of the book of Numbers. Praise God. Chapter 8 is where we're picking up at. Chapter 8 in the book of Numbers. Amen. Let us read. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, when thou lightest the lamp, the seventh lamp that shall light over against a candlestick. And Aaron did so. He lit the lamps thereof over against the candlestick, as the Lord commanded Moses, and his works of the candlestick was of beaten gold. Upon a shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof, was beaten work, according unto the part in which the Lord had showed Moses when he made the candlestick. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of the Israel and cleanse them. And thus shalt thou do unto them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bullock with his meat offering. When fine flour mingles with oil, and another young bullock shalt thou take for a sin offering, and thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt gather, hold the whole assembly of the children of Israel together, and thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord. And the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites, and Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may the services of the Lord. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullock, and thou shalt offer the one for the sin offering and the other for the burnt offering unto the Lord, and make an atonement for the Levites. And thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons, and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. Thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go. The Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle or the congregation. And thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. For they are holy, given unto me for among the children of Israel, every wound, and even instead of the firstborn of the children of Israel have I taken them unto me. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both men and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the field of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all of the firstborn in the children of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do to his sons from among them to be their service of the children for the tabernacle of the congregation, and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel. When the children of Israel come nigh unto the sanctuary and Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites, according unto all the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did the children of Israel unto them. And the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord. And Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that, the Levites in to their services in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. And the Lord spake on Moses, saying, this is that belongeth unto the Levites from 20 to 5 years old and unworked. They shall go 20 and 5 years old and upward. They shall go in to wait unto the services on the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting until the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in tabernacle of the congregation to make the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their change, their charge. Chapter 9, Book of Numbers. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt. Children of Israel also keep the Passover at the appointed season. In the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall keep it in this appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof shall ye keep it. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they keep the Passover on the 14th day, on the first month at even in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they were Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said unto him, who are defiling by the dead body of a man? Wherefore we are kept back, that we may not offer an offering by the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your flesh shall be unclean by reasons of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month at evening they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it unto the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey for forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in the appointed season when the man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinances of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he be. Ye shall have no ordinance, one ordinance
board for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. And on the fifth, and on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, naming the tent of the testimony.
And at evening, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire unto the morning. So it was always the cloud covered by day and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel sojourned, and at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched as long as the tent abode upon the tabernacle. They rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long unto the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was taken, and the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle according to the commandment of the Lord. They abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode ever unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, and they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, for a month, or a year, that the cloud would tarry until the tabernacle remained thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord, at the commandment of the Lord, by the hand of Moses. Chapter 10. After the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make the two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them, calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camp. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to see to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blew but with one trumpet, when the pieces which one thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee, when ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take the journey. They shall blow an alarm for the journey. But when the congregation is gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm, the trumpet, not with trumpets. And they shall be to you for ordinance forever throughout your generation. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that passeth you, oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies.
also in the day of their gladness and in the solemn days and in the beginnings of their months, of your months ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for the memorial for your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 12th day by the second month in the second year, the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel took the journey out of the tabernacle of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took the journey according to their commandment in the Lord by the hand of Moses. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah according to their armies, and over his host was Nashon. And the Amminadab, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Zur, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Elion. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forth, bearing the tabernacle and the standard of the camp of Reuben, set according to the armies, and over the host was Eleazar, the son of Shiddur, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Sinai was Shilomor, the son of Zerishda, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Elisha, the son of Duel. And the Kehatites set forward bearing the sanctuary, the tabernacle against they came. And the standard of the children of camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to the armies. Over his host was Elishima, the son of Amihud. His host was Elisham, the son of Amihud. And over the host was the tribe of the children of Nessa was Gamaliel, the son of Pedizar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abadon, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the reward of all the camps throughout their host. Over his host was Eleazar, the son of Amishadai. And over the host of the tribe, the children of Asher was Pagiel, and the son of Ochran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Those were the journeys of the children of Israel, according to the army, when they were set forward. This and Moses said unto Abab, the son of Regal, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we were journeying unto the place in which the Lord said, and I will give it, come thy with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. And he said, lead us not, I pray thee, for as much as ye knoweth how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and though may knoweth be to us instead of eyes, and it shall be, if thou shalt go with us, ye, it shall be that with goodness the Lord shall do unto us, will we do unto thee. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them. And the 3 days journey to search out a resting place for them. And the call of the Lord was upon them by day. And when they went out past, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. Your 11. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Called the name of the place of the tabernacle, the name of the place to Berah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell in lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the flesh. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all besides this manna. This manna before our eyes. And the manna curder seeds. And the color thereof as the color of a diblium. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in meals, and beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people kept. They wept. They wept throughout their families, every man in the door of this tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore have they afflicted, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all these people? Have I begotten them that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father beareth the sucking child unto the hand which thou sweareth unto their fathers. Whence should I have flesh to give unto all these people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. And I may not able to bear all these people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight. And let me not see my wickedness. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest should be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle for the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come back and talk with thee there. And I will take out the spirit which is upon thee, and will put upon them, that they shall bear the burden of the people with them, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And shall they unto the people sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh, for ye shall have wept of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give us flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, neither 20 days, but even the whole month, until I come out at your nostril, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord, which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why come we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, the people among whom I am and are 600,000 footmen. And thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month. Small shall the flock and the herds be slain for them. They sacrifice them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to sacrifice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hands waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my words shall come to pass unto thee or not. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them around in the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto them, and took of the spirit that was upon them, and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and did it not cease. but there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other, Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Lord, Moses forbade me. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake, God, that all the Lord's people were prophesied, and that the Lord would put the Spirit upon them? And Moses got them into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth the wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on this side and as it were a day's journey on the other side round about the camp and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and that night. And all that day, and they gathered the quail. They gathered 10 horners. And they spread them all abroad themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, it was chewed. The wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people. And the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of the place Gilboa, because there they buried their people that lusted. And the people journeyed from Kibroth Hittaavah unto Hazeroth, and abode at Hazeroth. Concludes our reading of Numbers, chapter 11. Praise God. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to open up our mics. We'll be right back. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God in the name of Jesus. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and I'm truly honored and blessed in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. I definitely, without any doubt in my mind, want to give honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I also want to definitely honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, truly for the advancement and the commitment she has to the ministry life and to all of what she does for the community. God bless her. But we also thank you in the name of Jesus for a brother that also aids in committing and bringing forth a word. And once again, he's here live on the line, and we're going to open up our minds.
Hello.
There. Praise God, my brother.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, this is Andrew calling out of L.A. I just want to say thanks for the Bible reading, Pastor. I like the enthusiasm towards the end. Really made it an interesting Bible reading. But I'm coming tonight in about 45 minutes with a word on relationships. So I want to ask everyone a question before I start my show to think about. How would you rate your relationship with God? How would you rate your relationship with God? Is it good? Can it get better? How is it with God? How is your relationship with him? And I'm going to talk about what it's like to have a relationship with God and the importance of a relationship. And this is not going to be just about God. It's going to be about relating it back to your personal life with your spouse, your children, your job, and how just important it is to have a good relationship with everything in life. So tune in 45 minutes. I'm going to be going live on the air. And thanks again for the reading, Pastor Shaw.
Amen. God bless you. Praise God. That's Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. Once again, we're blessed, honored, and truly just in a good place today. You know, God is good. He's bringing us to new heights and opportunities for life on today. I want to continue to pray for our family. I ask that everyone continue to pray for my mother-in-law, my family, household. I've asked everyone continue to pray for Lady Diane Shaw. I tell you, she labors extremely hard on this day, March 29, 2021. Lady Diane Shaw continues to take care of her mother, who's 96 years of age, in the bed, but she does wheelchair. And she also takes care of her sister, who's in her 70s, 76 to 78, somewhere there, who's totally bedridden with a feeding tube and breathing machine. And she does this endlessly, day in and day out. And that's nothing but God. That's nothing but God who sacrificed and her, in a sense, well-being to take care of the need of everyone else. That's the Spirit of God. And that's something that I want those who hear understand, that it's not easy doing what it is that we do. So we don't beg or ask for anything. We just trust God for all of what he provides us for. Yet if you desire to support a ministry financially, monetarily, or however, feel free. We have a PayPal account. It's Shaw, David, 1968. At yahoo.com. Now, please understand, this is basically just for the ministry in reference to that. It has my name, but yet it's the ministry, and that's what goes towards the ministry and our homeless support and this blog talk radio to help with that and many of the other things that we do in helping in the community. But we do thank you for your support. Your prayers is even as equally welcomed. And we thank you for your comments. We thank you for your support. You can listen to us
on Blog Talk Radio Live, or you can search us out in the archives of David and Diane. That's D-A-V-I-D and Diane, D-I-A-N-E, all together at gmail.com. 2911@gmail.com. Dave and Diane, 2911@gmail.com. And we just ask you to continue to support it. We love you. God keep you. And God hold you. And just remember, I never would have made it without you. Be blessed.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better, when I look back over all you brought me through.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better, when I look back over what he brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never.